Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
One of the things he and I were talking about off camera is the situation of Boston. Again, very unique. New generation of players with Devers and trying to figure out where the best fit for him is. Take us inside. Give us the real skinny of what's going on there. Is it a struggle? Is it a comfort level? Is it a roster thing? Give me the real story.
Well, first of all, it's the thing that every other team asked about when you bring up the Red Sox, it's the first, like, what's going on? Like, right. So we can't ignore this. Like, so yesterday Devers comes out with a second baseman's mitt and starts taking grounders at short, take a video of it, a million views or whatever. Because, oh my goodness, here he is. That's how polarizing this whole thing is. Now there's blame on both sides. I'll try to do my best to sort of siphon it down. So, they didn't do a good job of preparing Devers that they might sign Bregman. They didn't do a good job. That's step one. So they talked to him right before spring training. He immediately gets his guard up, says, I'm not going to do that. I'm only a third baseman. Obviously, he can't say that. As a player, you're switching positions. You don't have that luxury. They try to walk on eggshells. They say, okay, all you have to do is DH. You won't have to play the field. He takes that literal. He takes all the power. And then when they actually need him to put the glove back on, he's like, no. You told me this. So they're basically, this was his way of marking his territory where he couldn't mark his territory before. And I think, Rich, it's the one of the common themes that I've seen is where you have, when guys like that who have their money, who have their establishment, when they feel disrespected, common sense goes out the window. He felt disrespected. Common sense would say, just pick up a glove and try to play a position. Your team needs you. The team is going to be better. Everybody knows this. But the disrespect thing, it goes out the window. And I mean, and so that's where we've landed. And I think they pinned themselves into a corner with this because you have – it's two different things. Would he be a good third baseman or first baseman? I don't know. But I do know this. You tell me. Have you ever seen a player say, I'm not going to play in a position when the team needs me to play in the position? It's going to make the team better? I almost have never seen – other than Yoenis Cespedes not wanting to play right field.
Right.
You know, something like that. But this is much more dramatic than that.
Can you help out the people listening to the Boone podcast? Because we do like to take people inside the game. When we talk about respect, you know, hey, Rob, I need your podcast to come on after Boone. Or Boone, your podcast is going to get listed after Bradford. You're not going to take it as a complete disrespect. Like, oh, yeah, well, screw you. I'll never do a podcast again. It's real life. It's different inside the baseball culture. It's different inside the clubhouse. And a lot of fans don't understand what it means to be that apex predator, bigger than an alpha male, that apex predator, top of the food chain, and how you get there, how you stay there, and what you need to have ego-wise in order to have that kind of swagger that you could pull that off on a daily basis in front of 40,000 people at Yankee Stadium.
Well, it's ironic because you think that the respect would come in the $300 million contract. But in the reality is that it's just the opposite. Once you get the $300 million contract, you say, I have to earn the right to do, you know, I don't want to say do whatever I want, but but basically call my shots more than ever. In other words, you know, if Rafael Devers is a rookie and he gets called up and he's being asked to do this stuff, he does it. I mean, it's not even a question. Christian Campbell's a kid who they said, can you work out at first base after playing second and center? Like, yeah, he's not going to say no. Once you, as an executive told me last night, said, once you get the money, it becomes a whole different ball game. And isn't it weird? I mean, isn't it weird? Because you think that once you get the money, like, you're secure. All you should care about is winning. You've got your respect, but it's completely different. I think that maybe the one of the few outliers when it comes – no, I shouldn't say that. I think for the most – there are, you know, a guy like Mike Trout, but Mookie Betts jumps to mind. Mookie Betts is playing shortstop, right? He doesn't have to play shortstop. Right. His offensive numbers are going to probably take a hit because he's playing shortstop. But he is. But we see too many times this situation where, hey, you know, I have established myself because I made this money. So I am going to – don't you dare disrespect me by doing something that I'm not comfortable doing.
Yeah, it's 100%. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen guys that I thought were the biggest tools on the face of the earth. Then they get their money, they can relax, and they can actually not have that pressure of trying to get that first contract. And then I think we've also seen that guy that we thought, oh, this pretty good dude, gets a contract, and man, what a tool he turned out to be. So I think the money sometimes shows your true character. I wanted to ask you reaction. So I was just I was in Washington watching the Nationals and the Cardinals. I'm going to go meet Brett in Washington next week and see when the Rangers come in. What's the reaction when people heard that, and I like to tease them this, that Aaron Boone's brother managed to get a job? What's the reaction that you've heard from people that talk about it? Because everybody in baseball is kind of talking about, hey, this is an old school guy coming back into the game. This isn't a guy with a computer degree from Harvard. This is a guy who knows how to play baseball and did it himself.
I think everyone immediately ran to go buy microphones and said, hey, I'm going to go do an awesome podcast and that'll get me where I want to go, like to come back to what we were talking about. But in all sincerity, I think that people, when they hear news like this, I think people appreciate it because it's going down a road where I think a lot of people want baseball to go, which is common sense. It's common sense. It's not hiring 30 people.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
To research and development to say we're going to fix the problem with more information. It's we're going to fix the problem with experience, with common sense, with, you know, a person who can interact with people, which is an enormous part of this deal, right? I mean, this is why the podcast is so good. This is why, you know, you go back to Sean Casey when he took over with the Yankees. Like, that was a big part of this. Being able to relate, being able to talk, that's such a huge thing. So to answer your question, my perception was yes. Yeah, good. Good for you, Chris Young. Good for you. Because it would have been easy to just say we're doubling down with – and this isn't a disrespect to guys in Driveline or whoever, but it would have been easy to go down that road. It's not easy to say I believe in this. My gut tells me this. So this is the way I'm going to go. That's why I think a lot of people were so happy about it.
Well, that's why I like to harass him, going, oh, either you got introduced as Aaron's big brother, like nobody knew that you played in the big leagues, or they just hired a podcaster to come work for the Rangers, which he tells me where I can go. But I think for the people around baseball, it's interesting because we're going old school. But I'll tell you this, Rob, the people that he has on the baseball side, on the baseball ops side, and the analytics side, he says, I'm able to take all that information. He goes, I got other guys that I'm working with on the team, and they give me this information. I'm able to digest it and then regurgitate it or speak in a different language to each of these players. He goes, it's actually very helpful. So I always think that's that combination of, you can have an algorithm, but you have to have someone who's able to speak baseballese, mm-hmm. like a Casey Stengel, to decipher all of that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest challenges in baseball today, honestly. We see it all the time, is that, you know, and the information's only piling up. So it's the people and the organizations that can get it to the players in the way that each one of them can receive it. And I think that in Brett's case, the fact that he has stood in that batter's box and understands what it's like to face a major league pitch and say, well, if I had this information, this is what I would do with it. I think that's really, really, really important, because not a lot of people who are getting that information can understand that, but right. he can. And so I think that's why it'll work so well.
Rob Bradford's been our guest here on the Boone Podcast. Again, we're willing to trade a all Brett right. Boone
oh, sticker
For the Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt. I think it would look good. It's a red t-shirt, right?
We got them all.
It would look good underneath
any team you want. We got the color for any team.
It would look good underneath that Rangers jersey. Although he doesn't wear the jersey, he's like Aaron. They don't wear the jersey. He wears a hoodie or a sweatshirt. So he can wear that bad boy.
And it's scientifically proven as the best good luck charm. As I just was telling some of the Angels yesterday, I said, listen, Torrey Lovello's only won one World Series game, and it was with a Baseball's and Boring sticker in his hat. So that's all I know.
It's a proven fact. It's a proven fact. Science. By the way, give me a quick plug. What's coming up on your podcast?
Well, we had Kenley Jansen on the most recent one. Well, we're going to have Kyle Hendricks on, which I'm really looking forward to, because he's obviously one of the smartest guys. And yeah, I've been very fortunate because Charlie Morton was on last week. And between those two guys, oh, my goodness, like, talk about guys who can talk and be really, like, fascinating conversationalists. Ron Washington's coming on, and then Ryan Brazier, another guy with the Cubs. We had Jameson Taillon on, which is another guy, and the Cubs fascinate me. I mean, the Cubs are this team where everyone talks about the Dodgers and the Padres and the Mets and the Phillies. Of like, man, the Cubs are pretty good. So, you know, when a team's good, we want to figure out why. So we get a couple guys on.
Hey, listen, in all honesty, the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast is tremendous. And you remind me a little bit of Brett. You're old school, right? You know how to use a typewriter. You know how to type. You know how to do radio.
Two spaces after the punctuation. Yeah,
exactly. There you go. You know how to write. You know how to, you've done radio in Boston forever. We worked at some network together for like a nanosecond. Mm. And then this podcast has just been tremendous. And, you know, you got this thing started during, right about COVID, right?
Yeah. We got it started right. It was 2022, that right around the World Series, November 2022. And I was trying to remember when the lockout was. So actually it was, 2022 was lockout. The impetus for it was the impetus for that January of that year, Joe Kelly and I were doing a book. It was called Baseball Isn't Boring. And that's when it was sort of born. And then 11 months later, the podcast came around.
It's a tremendous podcast. It's an honor to have you on. We'll keep in touch. We'll have you come back on, and we'll see how Boone does. And if he does well, I might be stuck doing this for a little bit. If not, we'll put the microphone in front of his face. But I think he's doing pretty well, and they're pretty happy with him down in Texas.
Yeah, he is doing awesome. It's so good to see that. And also, Rich, like, I'm going to throw the flowers back your way. When I hear, we have the honor of hear you all over the country. You are so good, man. Like, you are so good. And I'm not just saying that because you're here, but you are so good because you sit down and you're a guy who you're like, this is how we want. We want a guy who you want to sit down next to and just talk sports with. And I've always felt that every time I heard that. So I really appreciate all that you do.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I actually feel that's the nicest anybody's been in this podcast to me because I'm stuck with Brett all the time. Hey, I appreciate it, Rob. We'll get you the sticker and we'll send Brett the t-shirt and take a picture so you can put it up on social media.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Take care. That's going to do it for the Boone podcast for today. See everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.